I think maybe come out second half a bit better. I think from an overall perspective, yeah, we're absolutely delighted. It was a bad goal to concede straight out at half time. It was a bit of a sucker punch, so to show the character we showed to weather the storm after. And then Nick, the winner, was brilliant from the lads inside. And yeah, overall, just delighted, yeah.
What would be the key things that you'd actually kind of want to bring forward into the next game? And I presume, you know, you've had a positive start, obviously, with Bowes and now here at Dundalk. And they're both sides that were expected to be right up the top of the table. Yeah. Are you looking at maybe a bit more of a comfortable season in this league?
No, look, it's a very tough league. You've seen some of the results last week. Anyone can beat anyone. We won't be getting ahead of ourselves at all. We're thinking the other way. Like, you know, it's 6 points closer to safety for us. It's a really, really tough league to get up that table. And, you know, to come to a place like this, but like, we can take a lot of confidence out of it. I suppose going into next week and going into training now on Monday, Tuesday, we want to bring that fight and that desire and that camaraderie that we have the last 2 weeks. It's brilliant. The lads throwing their bodies on the line. That's all we can ask, you know.
Back up here around these parts again for the Drogheda United match. How do you reckon that game will pan out?
Yeah, it's going to be a really, really tough game. They had a great win last week. A really shrewd manager in Tim Clancy. I played a team, and he's a very, very good manager. So he'll have them ready. He'll have them fired up. I draw the park. I don't know what's called now. Heading the game park. That's the one. Yeah. It's a really, really tough place to go. So. Yeah, look, more the same, show more of that fight, and hopefully we'll be okay up there.
Last question from me. You mentioned Drogheda United's shrewd manager. You've got one yourself. And what was the message then after the game? Because obviously it's annoying how Harps conceded that equaliser, and that would have been, I suppose, a really serious talking point had you not got the second through Adam Foley. So what do you think you're going to have to look at in that respect?
I suppose starting the second half brighter. It was a questionable free kick, if you ask me. There's a few decisions going both ways, but that was a bit soft. But
should have let them take it quickly, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, did he book someone for it? No, yeah, he booked one of the lads. But I think, yeah, look, the decision was given, and we had to defend it better, much better. Maybe it was just a lack of just sleeping after half time, but yeah, definitely had to start the second half quicker for the rest of the season, 100%.